This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we look at Chapter 8A of Publication 5653, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. This chapter covers one of the biggest and most contested line items in any cost segregation study, the electrical distribution system. If you have ever seen a construction cost breakdown for a commercial building, electrical work is rarely a small number. Wiring, panels, conduit, lighting circuits, power outlets, specialized process circuits, it adds up quickly. And in a cost segregation study, the question is always, how much of that electrical work qualifies as personal property and how much stays as a structural component of the building? Here is the basic split. A building has general lighting and power, outlets and hallways, circuits that just make the building work as a building. That kind of electrical work is a structural component. It stays in the 39-year class. But a building also has circuits that serve specific equipment, a manufacturing line, a commercial kitchen, a server room, specialized equipment in a laboratory or retail display area. Those circuits exist because of the equipment they serve. They follow the equipment and they belong in the faster class, typically 5 or 7 years as Section 1245 personal property. The problem has always been proving which is which. Electrical systems are woven through a building. Panels feed multiple circuits. One electrician does all the work on one invoice. Splitting the cost between the structural portion and the personal property portion requires real engineering analysis. Chapter 8A describes the IRS-approved method for doing that analysis. It is called the functional allocation approach. The engineer traces each circuit to its end use. If it serves a general building function, it stays as structural. If it serves specific equipment or a specific business process, it gets allocated to personal property. The allocation is based on function, not on guesswork or broad percentages. And here's the language that matters. Chapter 8A says that if a taxpayer properly uses the functional allocation approach, the allocation should not be challenged and no adjustments to the electrical system are necessary. That is a direct no-challenge statement in the IRS's own guide. The examiner has been told that a properly applied functional allocation is not a target. If they want to dispute it, they need to bring their own engineering analysis that rebuts the one in the study. They cannot just say the number looks high. Electrical systems are one of the most frequently questioned line items in a cost segregation audit. They are large, they require judgment, and examiners know that some studies have been aggressive without proper support. Chapter 8A is how we close that door. When we use the functional allocation approach in your study and document it correctly, we have the IRS's own no-challenge language on our side. We cite Chapter 8A in the electrical section of every study that includes significant electrical system allocations. That citation is not just a formality, it is the specific authority that protects the allocation from examiner adjustment. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the electrical system in your building was handled, take a look at the authority library and the electrical schedule in your report.